So we're going to turn the lights down low now. What started off as a little money spinner almost a decade ago now has towns along the River Murray in South Australia looking to the stars for future success. The Swan Reach Conservation Park is home to Australia's only dark sky reserve, which sees thousands of stargazers visit each year. Now there are plans for a new planetarium and observatory, albeit with a multi-million dollar price tag. Chris Tugwell founded the Dark Sky Reserve and is a key proponent of the new development. G'day, Chris. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks, Sally. Good to talk to you.
Now, let's start off with the basics here. Chris, what is a dark sky reserve?
The dark sky reserve, the River Murray Dark Sky Reserve, is actually nearly 3,500 square kilometres. So it's enormous. And it includes about a dozen small townships in the region. And that area is now protected from light pollution.
And what's the so you're attracting mainly stargazers so they can see the things that they're looking to see in the night sky very brightly and very clearly, Chris, by the sounds of it.
Oh, yes. It's one of the darkest places in the world, really. I mean, Australia is very dark because of the vast expanses of desert and land. Our dark sky reserve is the darkest close to a major city. So we're only 90 minutes northeast of Adelaide, and that means that people can fly in from cities that where you can't see the stars at all. Mm-hmm. They can be in a dark sky reserve and experience something they've never seen in their lives.
I remember a few years ago, Chris, one of the astronauts that was on the International Space Station, he was saying when he flew over the continent of Australia that at night in Australia, it almost looked like a bracelet because all the lights were around the edge and we have this dark middle, which was an interesting way of looking at it. Where are people travelling from to come and make the most of this dark sky reserve in SA?
Well, it's amazing, actually, because when we started off, which was just before COVID, people were coming from just local areas because they didn't realise that they lived somewhere really special. Now we're beginning to get people from interstate and overseas and, you know, really expanding that that interest.
And what sort of facilities are there? Is it a case of people being able to look up with the naked eye, or they bring their own telescopes, or are there facilities there to make the most of all of this?
Well, it's a lot of big open space at the moment. Our motto is just look up. So you don't need lots of fancy equipment. But, you know, if you do happen to go on a tour with an astronomer, that can really just enhance the experience for you.
Do a lot of families bring their kids in to get a taste of what's up there?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, the interest from young people is really amazing. And just as an example, the Cambrai Primary School, which is one of the schools that is inside the reserve, some of their students went to the National Landcare Conference in the Gold Coast a couple of weeks ago, and one of them spoke about the Dark Sky Reserve at that conference. Can you? And, you know, that's how much they're engaged and interested. Mm. They know now that they live.
Mm. Was there any kind of scepticism from the locals when this terminology and this proposal was initially being thrown around, Chris?
Well, I thought there would be more, in fact, but the local community and the local council have been incredibly supportive. They can see it as a huge opportunity for the region. It gives people a chance to think about a career that isn't necessarily in farming, but they can become a scientist, an astronomer, and stay in the region and, you know, do proper research.
And what are the standards or requirements that you need to meet to maintain this status as a dark sky reserve?
Yeah, it's like World Heritage listing. I think that's the simplest way to think about it. And we need to do an annual report for the for Dark Sky International, the body that accredits these places. And when we did our first application, we had to actually measure the darkness. I didn't know you could do that. I'm not a scientist. In fact, I'm not even an astronomer. I'm a writer. We've had darkness readings in our area of 21.9, and that's on a scale that goes from 0 to 22. So it's absolutely at the darkest end of the scale.
Well, Chris, it's fantastic. Sometimes communities, they have success when they kind of think outside the box of the attributes that they have that might bring in tourists and bring interest to their area. It's a fantastic project and idea. Thank you for talking to me.
No worries, Sally. Happy to do it.
It's Chris Tugwell there, the founder of the Dark Sky Reserve in South Australia. And a very good morning to our listeners in the Riverland in South Australia as well. A fantastic part of the world, not only dark skies, but beautiful during the day.